Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jack Edwards.
Jack Edwards, the voice of the Boston Bruins.
It's like a heartbeat with this team. Boom, boom.
Jack Edwards joins Merloni and Fourier live on Sports Radio WEEI.
And who has more fun than us?
Get up!
It's Thursday at 4 o'clock. It's time to talk to Jack Edwards. Our weekly conversation with Jack is brought to you by DNC Mechanical with HVAC experts in Tewksbury. You're hiring installers right now at DCMechanicalHVAC.com. And joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Jack Edwards. Jack, how you doing, pal? It's Lou and Christian.
I'm doing fine, thanks, boys. How are you?
We're doing okay. Now, I'm curious to get your thoughts on the Brad Marchand three-game suspension on the slew foot. I'm just curious, like, where do you see that at now? Is it just, I know it's based on reputation. It's how you feel. Like, at what point do you lose that reputation, or was it just something that's always going to go with him the rest of his career?
Yeah, I happen to think that the suspension is rubbish. There were 19,000 people in the arena. On my way out, the hot subject of the game is always in play, and nobody mentioned Marchand allegedly slew-footing Oliver Ekman-Larsson. And, you know, I take exception to the way the voiceover was done by the Department of Player Safety, because in slow motion, George Parros seems to be able to read guys' minds, or he thinks he does have that power. Because if you look at it in real time, Marchand is engaging a much taller man in Oliver Ekman-Larsson. He lifts his stick. They both go off balance. Marchand is trying to balance on the outside edge of his left skate, and the contact is on the right side. And naturally, he uses his right leg as ballast. He follows through with a stick lift, and Larsson goes down in a backward fashion. But Marchand, and feel free to disagree, but Marchand is no longer that type of player. He doesn't seek cheap shots, and he was trying to get the puck and dislodge Oliver Ekman-Larsson for it. Now, two nights ago, against the Red Wings, Mike Riley, yeah.
I just love to chuckle.
Like before you even say it, you know it's funny.
So, yeah, Mike Riley gets nailed for a retaliatory cross-check. Yeah, he cross-checked because he got slew-footed. Did you hear of Rasmussen getting suspended for slew-footing? Rasmussen, I had my truck replay it, waiting to tee up our news hit post-game. And Rasmussen aims at Riley's heel with the toe of his skate. It was a classic slew foot. Like, you kick out a guy's skates from under him. You don't, as Marchand did, lift your leg to try to balance and flip the guy over your leg. You know, I totally
so,
disagree with
this. I guess you don't agree with it. Yeah,
well,
so when you see, but when you see it in slow motion, when you do see, because we played the call of the actual incident, and you didn't even mention it when the play happened when they're both going for the puck. So, but in slow motion, it does kind of look like a slew foot if that's what we're calling it.
The game is played in real time.
Is it, though? You know, I feel like they don't care.
Yeah,
I mean, no,
yeah.
They do it in the NFL, though, Jack, but they have the ability to go back and retroactively fine and suspend people. So it's more about the rule, though, then, isn't it?
Well, look up slew footing, and you don't find the kind of illustrative language that Marshawn carried out. You find the sort of language that Michael Rasmussen executed on Mike Riley.
Right,
kick a guy's skate out from under him. That's slew footing.
So this is all reputation,
you know,
then,
Paris,
Jack?
Yeah. George Parros has turned it into dartboard justice again. You know, the DOPS, there ought to be an E in there somewhere. Choose your place. The DOPS has just been so haphazard in its punishment of players in the last 2.5 years that it's a black box. You know, when you get a call from them, you know they have an agenda.
All right, Jack, we're talking to Jack Edwards from NESTA. Jack, I wanted to ask you about Jake DeBrusk as well. His agent came out. Donnie Sweeney kind of admitted that there's trade requests here. He ends up having to play the other night because of Bleed and Marchand and obviously an outbreak down in Providence. He ends up getting booed at the Garden, which I think is what happens when you're an athlete and you demand a trade. But your take on the Jake DeBrusk trade demands and how long before you think he's moved?
I was very disappointed to see his agent go public. Jake's trade value wasn't exactly high to begin with, and his agent doing that served notice that wherever Jake lands, he arrives with a steamer trunk-sized amount of baggage, because his agent will work counter to the interests of the team for Jake's personal benefit. And make no mistake about it, an agent works for a player. And the Bruins, to a man, are publicly covering from Jake DeBrusk. But I got to ask you, Lou, as a former professional athlete, how would you feel if a player who is highly valued in monetary means by the team and occupying a significant percent of their salary cap and is underperforming, goes public with this kind of request?
Well, I would say that, you know, especially given who he is, like you said, he makes $4.5 million. I mean, that's a lot of money in this game. And to me, the biggest concern that even Bruce talks about all the time, Jack, is effort. You know, it's just effort. Yeah. So I don't know how the players feel about him personally. I'm sure he's, you know, some of the guys like him a little bit. But yeah, I wouldn't be happy at all having to address a guy who's making $4.5 million, probably a lot more than some of the guys in that locker room. And the issue is effort. Like that's unacceptable.
Right. Right. I totally agree with you. I think, you know, the Jake that won the hearts of Boston fans, the seminal moment of Jake DeBrusk's career was in Game 7 against the Leafs, and he took it right to the post, and he knew he was going to get flattened by Jake Gardner, and he got flattened by Jake Gardner, but he scored. And the crowd went nuts because Jake was putting himself in harm's way for the chance to make a play. There hasn't been enough of that, and they gave him a really big raise based on his potential to get back there, and now he wants out. So I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice, Jack. You're bummed out for it. So, and I
tried to mask it, Christian.
Yeah, I can tell you're bummed out. And I would say this, but Jack, be honest, okay? Because I look at Cassidy, and I remember asking you this when you first came on a couple weeks ago. Like Cassidy's approach as far as publicly criticizing and calling out players. Jake DeBrusk specifically. Like if I'm him, I think I'd be sick of this guy calling me out constantly, trying to think that that was the way to get more out of me. Do you think that this approach has run its course?
Bruce Cassidy is as good a coach as you'll find, as good a manager of people as I have ever encountered in 43 years of covering professional sports in the media. And I have to believe, you know, we're not with the team this year. We're not traveling with the team. So I have no first-person experience, that intimacy that you get by being on the plane, by being in the hotel, by having chance meetings, by having casual off-the-record conversations. So I don't have that access. But I have a feeling that Bruce has gone 359 degrees around the circle before he goes public with criticism of a player. He has told the player exactly what he is going to tell the media and has told him redundantly in several different ways. And when the message doesn't get through, you have to throw gas on the fire and hope it doesn't blow up in your face.
Jack, I wanted to ask you again about Tuukka Rask, and obviously they were talking about it. I know he's still working out. We've talked about that before, but we know that his wish is probably to play here with the Bruins. I know their wish for him to come back. Is there a chance that he comes back and another team comes in and says, hey, they're not a goalie away. We're a goalie away, and tries to lure him away from Boston, even though they've been practicing together for the last month?
Well, I don't see it, but Wayne Gretzky, in his prime, got traded away from an Edmonton dynasty. So anything is possible. And Jackie Bradley Jr. is coming back to the Red Sox.
Get us going again, Jack. Don't get us going. Hey, by the way, it's I got a last question here, by the way. Time for the shot of the week in our Thursday conversation with Jack Edwards, brought to you by Moderna. All adults over 18 of age are eligible for a COVID booster shot. You can learn more and find out where to get your COVID booster at makeityourvaccine.com. So I think listeners, Jack, would be curious. What's the routine? What's a game day like for one Jack Edwards?
All right. Up around 6 o'clock in the morning,
yep.
I drive my son, who just got his driver's license, to school, and he'll be driving himself if he can get a parking space. And I come back, walk the dog, eat breakfast, and go through the ritual of downloading the stats up to date and put them in my computer forms. And then look at video and break down the stats that I've downloaded and collate them so I can get to them in two touches of the touch screens, and then study for like 4 or 5 hours. Then I work out to get some oxygen into my brain, shower and shave, and go to the rink.
All right, I like it. Listen, Jack, we appreciate the time, man. Looking forward to talking to you next week.
Great to talk to you, boys, and thanks for letting me vent my spleen.
Anytime.
No, we got it. You don't like the suspension. We figured that one out. We appreciate it, buddy. All right, Jack, take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.